With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Mud at Night on WEEI.
Because if a player or even a coach were to come down with COVID-19, we would almost certainly have to suspend operations for the season.
According to multiple sources, former NFL star, three-time Super Bowl champion, and current Fox Sports NFL analyst Rob Gronkowski is deep in talks with WWE and close to finalizing a deal.
WrestleMania mojo!
The Muttman.
I'm the Brady Whisperer. The team most likely to be ready, willing, and able with a contract offer, in my opinion, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I talked to Tampa Bay. They would love to have Tom Brady. They are willing to give Tom Brady the things he needs, he wants.
Now, Mutt at Night on WEEI.
See, they mock and they mock and they mock and they mock and they mock, and then they get on board. This is sort of the theme of the show. It's Mutt at Night, Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. We'll get you up until 10 o'clock. And boy, a lot to discuss the next 4 hours. With your participation in the show at 617-779-7937. A week ago, I got Ordway yapping at me on and off the air. Oh, too much coronavirus. Oh, Mutt's too concerned. Oh, Mutt's too worried. And then today they do an hour and a half of coronavirus because it's affecting us all right now. And you can mock me all you want, but we had a hotel in Boston today admit for the first time. So two different people had stayed there, had COVID-19, had coronavirus, and now they got to shut the whole thing down. So, look, we can sit here and mock me all you want. Mock me. Oh, Rob Gronkowski. Oh, why is he going to be retired? Oh, he retired. Oh, coronavirus. It's not a big deal. Yep, turns out it's a big deal. Oh, Brady's 100% gone. Yep, Brady's 100% gone. I'll be right again on that, too. So, you got a couple choices, a listener to this show. You can get on board and get and be ahead of the curve, which this show will put you ahead of the curve, really, in every single instance. Or he can wait until like a week later when Glenn jumps on board with coronavirus or whatever other show jumps on board. That's what we are here to do on the Mud at Night program, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 to 10, on the terrestrial radio or on radio.com or streaming or on demand or iTunes. It doesn't matter. We are everywhere. We're here for you. And we'll get to Brady here in a couple minutes because some Brady stuff I want to get to tonight. And I want to talk about with Ryan Hannibal as well. He will join us in studio. At 7 o'clock, we'll do Brady. We'll do the Patriots free agency offseason, other issues besides Tom Brady. The list right now, where Hannibal is, where I am with our list of what teams are going to be interested in Tom Brady. We'll get to it all over the next, 4 hours or so. I will tell you off the top tonight that the coronavirus is now officially really, really, really affecting sports. In Massachusetts, they say they're going to play these high school tournaments, but it'll be in front of no fans. In Connecticut, they have shut down a bunch of the high school tournaments. The Ivy League is saying no tournament, which I think those you may have all known before today. The big one today is the NCAA tournament. Mark Emmert, head of the NCAA, came out today and said they're going to go on with the NCAA tournament with no fans in the stands. He also said they are potentially moving some of the locations for the Sweet 16, Final Four, etc., to potentially smaller venues because they're scheduled to play in a football stadium for the Final Four, and if you're going to have no fans in the crowd, you don't need a football stadium. So you're going to try to move to a smaller location in Atlanta, and it's going to look weird, and it's going to sound awkward, but they are doing the right thing. The NBA is going to play in front of no fans tomorrow night with a game out in Golden State or San Francisco. The Columbus Blue Jackets announced tonight they're playing with in front of no fans going forward for the time being. This happened just a couple minutes ago. The state of Washington is saying you cannot have groups of more than 250 get together. So that means the XFL game this weekend is played in front of no fans. And it means the Seattle Mariners season right now at least the start of it is very much up in the air. They're talking about playing games for the Mariners in Arizona or other locations to start the year. And folks, that's just for right now. Because the other thing that is now becoming an issue, and Mark and Jeff Goodman, our guy, who's been on the show before, tweeted this out. A source told him, as a result to the NCAA, things are moving quickly. Right now, it's no fans. That's for the tournament. Really, one of the biggest sporting events in the country is announcing no fans. And Goodman just tweeted this out. Right now, it's no fans, but we don't know where this is headed. There have been discussions about canceling or postponing the NCAA tournament, but we're hoping it doesn't get to that point. In the same vein, Chris Mannix, who covers the NBA for NBC Sports and SI, wrote a column the last half hour that said the NBA should shut down right now. Forget no fans. Forget the safety precautions. Forget Purelling your body up and down. Forget taking your temperature. Where some of these locations now are taking people's temperature going into places to make sure you don't have a temperature. If you do, you are turned around there at the door. Mannix's point is pretty simple, and it's a good one. I'm not sure I agree with it quite yet, but it's a very good point. What happens when the first player gets this? Whether he's a college player, in this case talking about the NBA. The first NBA player gets it, that team is quarantined for 2 weeks. So then who do you quarantine? The team you played against for 2 weeks? How about the team before that? This thing can sit around for a while before it shows any symptoms. You know, in trying to research this today, Time Magazine has a piece which suggests it can be up to 5 days before you see any symptoms. So how long can that be? So how far back do you go in quarantining teams on the first NBA player, NHL player, first college basketball or college athlete? Because it's going to happen. That's the reality of the situation. People are going to get it. And quite frankly, some people might have already had it and they've gone through it already because there are some people that don't show really any symptoms, which is a whole other part of this thing. So Mannix's point is, look, you're going to have to shut down anyway, which I don't necessarily disagree with, especially if a player gets it. So why not shut down now? And it feels like we are trending towards that. And if you follow what happened in Italy, you follow what happened in China and these other countries, like the longer you wait to begin the real social distancing, be prepared to hear that phrase a lot if you've not heard it already, social distancing. The longer you wait, the more the thing spreads. And again, without a real good testing process right now, who knows how many people exactly have it. It's not a great science to be in right now because they don't have the exact numbers. So mortality rates and comparisons to flu, to me, aren't great because you don't have the exact numbers. But I do know this. If you ask me today on March 11th, what's more likely, NBA games without fans or canceling the NBA for 2-3 weeks a month? I think it's canceling the NBA or postponing the NBA, hitting a pause on the NBA. And by the way, the NHL. And by the way, the NCAA tournament. I don't want that to happen. I'm not rooting for that right now. My hope would be that, you know, these guys can stay isolated enough and social distance enough on the court, away from basketball. You know, they'll be in different spots than we are as fans, right? If you're at those games, you're one of the 20,000, you're in a different position than the players are. My hope is that the games go on without fans and you get through to, you know, April, May, and by then you got the thing sort of under control, but I'm not convinced of it. I have no idea. If a country like Italy has to shut down completely, and in fact, the country of Italy today said, unless you're a store that has food, like a food store, or grocery store, I'm sorry, or a pharmacy, you're now closed for good. You're now closed until further notice, which is why people are stocking up around here on toilet paper and wipes and canned goods, because that could eventually happen to us in this country, I guess, theoretically. And to that end, the president is going to address the country tonight at 9 p.m. from the Oval Office with a coronavirus, I guess, state of the coronavirus. We'll carry some of that live at 9 o'clock tonight here on Mud at Night. Because I feel like, look, I said this last night in regards to Brady. You know, I try to do the show that I want to listen to if I was in my car at that time. And if I'm in the car at 9 o'clock tonight and there's no Brady breaking news, the next thing I care about as a citizen of Massachusetts, I guess after the potential of legalized sports betting here in this state, which is a passion close to my heart, is what the president has to say about coronavirus and what the plan is going to be and if there's a federal plan for attacking this thing at 9 o'clock tonight. So Chris Mannix, as far as I can tell, is the first real major columnist tied to a sport that has written Time to Shut the Games Down, but I think you're going to hear more and more of that, and I'm hopeful it doesn't have to happen, but I would not bet against it right now. I really wouldn't, given how quickly this thing's spreading and just given how little we know about it right now. So that's the coronavirus update. You want to weigh in on that. Maybe you feel differently. Maybe you're one of these people like Andy Hart who says, you know, don't worry about it. Live your life. Grunt, grunt, sniff, sniff. Who cares? Like, I'm not there. I get that some people are. I'm not there right now. I'm avoiding big groups. You know, I am washing my hands 30 times a day. I'm spraying the counter down with, let me get my product here.
Josh, let me see.
Spraying the counter down, the console down with Greenworks. It's a Clorox product, 97% naturally derived, all-purpose cleaner. You look on the back here and it says directions for use, spray on there, bop, bop, bop. Doesn't say exactly what it protects against. It doesn't. So I'm not even protecting against coronavirus. I'm not even sure. But, I mean, that's where I am. I'm not hiding. I'm still going to the gym. I'm still washing my hands a lot at the gym. I'm still going to the gym, still going to the grocery store, still going out and about. But if I can avoid it, big public groups and places that I can't quite see if I've cleaned them myself or they've been clean, yeah, I'm not thrilled to go jump in. You know, we're going to go anyway. This weekend, the kids, we live in Central Mass. We live in Chelmsford, want to know. And the kids have really enjoyed the UMass Lowell sports this winter, basketball and hockey. And they had some games this weekend at Songus. And we're going to go to the hockey games as they get set in the Hockey East tournament. But those are now played in front of no fans, so we can't go to those things. And I totally understand. Disappointing. Kids will be upset. But I get it right now. And I have no problem with the tack that they're taking. And I'm going to have no problem if they decide to cancel these games. If they cancel the NCAA tournament, one of my favorite sporting events of the year, I'll be upset, but I'll understand. If they cancel the Kentucky Derby the first Saturday in May, it will cost me money. Not betting-wise, but I worked the Kentucky Derby for the great folks of Mohegan Sun. If there's no Derby, I don't host an event there that day. It will cost me money. I will be annoyed for a minute or two or five, but I'll understand it. Because the scientists who are studying this stuff are saying not only is this potential to hang around for a while if we don't socially distance, but when it comes to sporting events, there'll be another cycle in the fall. It'll be like the flu, sort of a seasonal flu. And until we get a vaccine, you got to make yourself aware of this stuff. At least that's how I'm going to do it. And that's not hiding in a bunker. I'm not buying soup by the box. I'm not buying a pallets full of toilet paper. Maybe I should, but I'm not. But there's a difference between doing that and also, hey, let's wash your hands 5, 6, 20 times a day. And just being aware. And for most part, if you're aware and you're out there and you understand this stuff, it's going to be okay. Trust me. But there are a lot of people going to live sporting events or parades or outdoor things that maybe aren't as concerned as I am and don't care as much as many of you out there. And that ends up being the big issue. So I will tell you right now, the big news tonight in the sports world, the two big ones in Seattle, Washington, in the state of Washington, in that state, they're going to no groups of 250 or more. And that's going to affect the NCAA tournament. That's going to affect XFL. It's going to affect the Mariners. And then from there, here locally, I mean, the list of colleges, let me pull it up here. The list of colleges, it's just everyone locally is closing. And they're going to do everything online, and they're telling students not to come back, and these sporting events are all going everywhere. Northeastern, BU, UMass, going to shift to online classes. Boston College in a similar boat. Seattle, I mentioned Seattle, they shut down their schools. 53,000 are not going to be going to school, at least until I believe it's April. And they're just trying to do the right thing at this point. They're just trying to do the right thing, and I have no problem with it. I know many of you do, and I see guys lining up already. It's 617-779-7937, the phone number, Twitter, and Instagram at Mutt, M-U-T, W-E-E-I. And this thing's going to get worse before it gets better, by all indications. And I'm not convinced the baseball season will start on time. I don't think we're going to have a baseball season the way we expect to. And if it does start on time, even though it's an outdoor sport, at least the beginning of the year, they're going to be extra cautious with this. And I don't see a huge problem with that. So we'll keep you updated on throughout the course of the night. Donald Trump is going to speak at 9 o'clock. We'll have that for you live at 9 right here on the show. And as stuff happens during the show tonight, we'll pass it along. Because just in the hour before it went on the air was the Columbus Blue Jackets, was the Chris Mannix column. I mean, this stuff is changing on almost a minute-by-minute basis when it comes to this story. And we'll let you guys react to it coming up. I want to get to Tom Brady as the villain as well, because it's a part of the story we haven't talked about with Brady. And it's because I don't have the answer to it, so I'm actually going to ask you guys to help me out. Because I can't fill in the blank on a certain Tom Brady question. It's 617-779-7937. The phone number, we'll get to that and your coronavirus phone calls and the NCAA after a trending here on Mutt at Night.
This is Mutt at Night on WEEI.
This changes how we may project the bracket to go out. Teams have worked all season long to get high seeds in the NCAA tournament and have certain geographic advantages.
Sure.
And one of them is right here in the metropolitan area in Seton Hall.
All right, that is John Rothstein of CBS Sports, the man who brought us This Is March. It's Mutt at Night. Your phone calls until 10 o'clock at 617-779-7937. In fact, your phone call's coming up in 3 minutes. But I want to introduce one other topic. You guys are lined up on coronavirus and the NCAA and overreacting, underreacting, all of it. We'll do all this stuff tonight. As it relates to Tom Brady, Ross Tucker, who played for the Patriots, tweeted out an interesting thing today where he just said, look, the PR spin to try to make Brady look like the bad guy for leaving next week is going to be amazing. And first of all, I think the PR spin has already started. And we did this all night last night. A lot of shows did it today. Diana Rossini, Field Yates, Tommy Curran's story, Ben Volen, et cetera, et cetera. The Patriots are leaking out their side of this story over the last couple of days, trying to make Brady look like he has no market, the embarrassment of no market, all that stuff. But as I started thinking about Ross's tweet, what scenario is a diehard Patriots fan going to view Tom Brady as the villain? I need you guys to fill in the blank on that question to start the show tonight. What scenario, the blank scenario, makes Tom Brady the villain? Because I don't see one right now. We can do a Brady versus Belichick versus Kraft all night if you want. Because that's an interesting back and forth. People are going to blame the coach, or they're going to blame the owner if Tom Brady ends up in a different uniform. By now, you guys know I think he's going to end up in a different uniform, whether it's Tampa, the Titans, whomever. I think he's going somewhere else for about a trillion different reasons. But once he does, like, what's going to get you to pick up the phone as a Pats fan and call in to bitch about Brady, or get on Twitter and tweet something negative about Brady, or text your friends in a group text something bad about Brady? Because I can't get there. Call me a Brady suck up. Call me a Brady sycophant. I'll take those criticisms tonight because they might be fair, because I don't paint the scenario. He goes for more money, less money, good team, bad team. He's put in his time with the Patriots. He wanted a certain deal. They wouldn't give it to him. They wouldn't give him realistic offensive talent a year ago. Representative offensive talent, excuse me. They dinked him around in this offseason right now with these things they're now leaking out. Bad phone call a week ago. Like, I cannot find a scenario or a fill in the blank for how Tom Brady is the villain. If he goes to Tampa, okay, fine. He wanted to go play with offensive weapons. Pats couldn't give him that. He goes to Vegas. I get it. John Gruden, good offensive mind. Goes to L.A. Trying to become an icon on the West Coast. Goes to Tennessee. Goes to play with Vrabel. I don't think right now, on March 11th, less than a week officially before NFL free agency, 4 o'clock next Wednesday, I can't come up with the Brady as a villain scenario. Help me out. It's a bunch of you that are pro-Patriot out there. You're pro-Belichick. You're pro-Kraft. You're down on Brady. You help me fill in the blank tonight. Maybe Hannibal will, because I can't do it. I sat there for 10 minutes today off that Tucker tweet saying, what scenario do I come on the air and criticize Brady? And I can't do it. So you folks have been after Brady for a while, or think Belichick's more important than Brady, or have it in your mind, this is why I'll be pissed at Tom. I need you to help me out at 617-779-7937 or on Twitter, Instagram, MuttWEEI. Because I can't get there. That's why we have a show. Sometimes I'm stubborn. I'm bullheaded. I see things a certain way. You guys see it differently. That's why the listener is the co-host on the Mutt at Night show. Because maybe you guys can help me out. Because I am not there. I see Belichick as the villain. I see Kraft as the villain. I'm having a hard time coming up as seeing Brady as the bad guy. Who's the bad guy? To your phone calls, we jump into 617-779-7937, Twitter, Instagram, as I mentioned, MuttWEEI. Bill Ryland waiting very patiently to start the show. Bill is first up on Mutt at Night. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Mutt. How's it going, brother?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, so the only thing I could think of with the I work at an Ivy League school, and we got a message sent out to us today that the Ivy League was canceling spring sports. And for the life of me, I don't understand it, but my question is, and you might not know it, but for seniors in those spring sports, if the NCAA is going to cancel their season, shouldn't they be allowed to redshirt or come back after graduation and have an extra year of eligibility?
Bill,
I mean, their season's getting ripped away over the flu.
Bill, it's an awesome point. Now, I'd say it's more than the flu, but it's a great point. And I hope the NCAA looks at these things and is able to parse out how it happened. Now, the issue I have, I guess, is at some point, one of these kids is going to get it, and then the season's canceled anyway. So yeah. I understand them being proactive with it. Like, for those sports, like an Ivy League baseball or softball game, the fans part doesn't matter, right? So I don't understand what the cancellation is all about, other than they are just trying to, on their campuses, keep this down as much as possible. Like, if you're going to tell the students to go home and not come back and, you know, have the courses online, how do you then ask the students that are playing sports to stick around and have their practices and potentially get themselves close to somebody who has it or close to an opponent who has it? It's a difficult situation, but I understand your point, and I hope the NCAA looks at that, because some senior who's worked his ass off for a senior year should get a senior year. I completely agree.
Right, and now can I answer the Brady villain question for you quickly?
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
So I think the only, because, I mean, Brady's been here 20 years. He deserves whatever he wants to do. The only situation I could see him becoming a villain is if he went to a team like the Dolphins, who need a quarterback. They're in the AFC East, play us twice a year. Or if he had gone to the Giants, the Steelers, a team like that. But if he's going to go to, like, the Buccaneers or the Raiders or some team like that, then how could the guy possibly be a villain? If he's going to go somewhere like the Dolphins and play us twice a year, completely different story.
Yeah, Bill, the Dolphins would not be one of those teams for me. Thanks for your call and a good point on the college teams. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, and I guess I got to go back to the Giants. The Giants might be one where I'd shake my head and say, what the hell are you doing? They're not good. Bad defense. Terrible offensive line. They got a young quarterback. They're not winning the next 2 years. So I'd raise an eyebrow at the Giants. That's the closest team to me that becomes a villain. He puts on that uniform. But anything else? Like, what would you call in and say? Oh, I went to the Bucs. Screw Brady. Yeah, because they paid him, probably. And he's playing with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. And coached by the quarterback whisperer, Bruce Arians. The hell's wrong with that? You didn't want to pay him. That's the other part of it. I assume if he leaves, he's not going to get paid. And part of the reason he's leaving is he didn't see the value here contractually that he's going to get somewhere else. Mike in Lakeville at 617-779-7937. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mutt, how you doing?
What's going on, Mike?
Love the show, man. Hey, listen, I got, two things for you now after listening to your trend. Where are the Mariners going to play their games if they're not going to be in Seattle?
Well, they suggested they may play them in Arizona, Mike, which is ridiculous. I think it's stupid. Like, if you're going to play the games, fans are going to go to the games no matter where you play. And at some point, your area of the country is going to have some spike in COVID-19. So why the hell are you moving them? Just either play with no fans or shut it down for a couple weeks. But they're suggesting Arizona as a spot they might play some games beginning of the year.
Yeah, because that's so much better down there.
I don't get it, Mike. I don't understand it. That makes no sense to me. I just report the news, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. Now, one last thing real quick.
Yeah.
We're talking about, you know, playing in front of no fans, closing down things, canceling stuff. How come we haven't closed down airports or anything like that? Probably sitting on a flu airplane is probably one of the worst things you could do right now.
Yep. It's a good point, Mike.
You know what I mean?
And they're not closing them down. And the president is going to speak at 9 o'clock tonight. I don't know what he's going to say. However, I will say this. A lot of companies are restricting travel completely right now. You know, for example, our company is asking us not to travel. The kids' school system, we got the emails yesterday and today asking to stop out-of-state travel right now. I had a buddy who works for a major insurance company out in California. A lot of his trips are to Washington. He's been grounded. So a lot of companies are taking the tact of you're not traveling right now. But it is a good point. Like, at some point, will they decide the airports are closed for X amount of time, put restrictions on some sort of travel. Or how about this, Mike? When you go to the airport, like they are at other locations, they take your temperature and they say, look, if you have a fever and you're contagious, you can't travel right now. Which I think if the president declares a state of emergency in this country over this, I think he's allowed to do that. Meanwhile, my buddy who works for another company, they still had a conference in Vegas this week. He's freaking out. He's Vegas for 2 days right now. He cannot wait to get on that flight and come home. They are all freaking out there. So some companies are handling this a little bit differently. And some companies are just saying, hey, go do what you want to do. Mike in Connecticut at 617-779-7937. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mo. What's going on, bud?
What's up, man?
Hey, so there's a lot of stuff that I haven't heard a lot of the sports media talking about. There was a report in the New York Post the other day that there was a large population. I think it was over in the Far East somewhere. More than half the people that had been diagnosed with this coronavirus it's already gone. They've already been cured of it. There was a 103-year-old Chinese lady who came out in the Daily Mail.
She beat it, baby.
Yep. She beat it. But like, and she's 103. And the thing is, if you have a good immune system and you take your vitamins and you do the common sense things that everybody should be doing anyway, like wash your hands, eat okay, you know, don't sneeze and shake someone's hand and wipe your snots all over somebody, you're going to be fine. I mean, I understand the CDC has a job to do. I respect the people in the medical profession, but you're getting conflicting reports. I have friends that work in the medical profession too, and they're like, listen, this isn't as bad as people are going to make it out to be. It's a lot of the media hoopla, and believe me, Mutt, I don't want to be the conspiracy theory guy.
Uh-oh.
But when you, there's
Break, give
a
it
lot
to
of
me.
Shadiness going
give
on.
Give it to me. What's like, the conspiracy? What? People, the anti-Trump people? Is that what this is, Mike?
Well, if you look at it, a lot of what's going on right now in this country, particularly with the people on the left, it's not looking good right now. And they need a distraction. And like every time there's an election year, go back and look at history. Every time there's an election year, there's some kind of major distraction. H1N1 was exponentially worse than this, and it didn't get half the hoopla. They don't shut down sports for flu season because it's essentially, you know, like just it's a little bit worse than the flu, but not drastically worse than the flu. You don't see anybody shutting down sports for the flu. Like obviously I'm in Connecticut. I feel awful for these kids that have worked their butts off to get to the point they're at now. And now all of a sudden you tell them their senior year is ruined because of, you know, maybe you get the flu if you, you don't use good proper hygiene. I just think it's ridiculous. I think it's a lot of hoopla. It's going to be gone in a few months. If you look at all the cases in Italy, obviously you feel bad for these people. Like, you don't want to be disrespectful like humanity, but how many of these people were older? How many of these people had pre-existing conditions, whether it's respiratory?
Mike, it's a big issue. I mean, you're giving one side of the story. The other side, you have to admit, and thanks for the call tonight, Mike, and Mike is giving a side, a very well-reasoned side to this. But I would add in a couple of things when he compares this to the flu. There's a vaccine for the flu. You know, my kids got flu shots. My wife got a flu shot. I don't because I'm scared of them. But they got their flu shots this year. And so they're less likely to get the flu. And in many cases, the flu vaccine doesn't even work, which I understand. But there's an actual, vaccine for the flu. There is no vaccine for this yet. So that is one reason why it's different than the flu. And I've heard plenty of people call it, it's the flu. It's not. I'd love to say it is. It ain't. It's not. And the problem that Mike brought up, and Mike started the call with, wash your hands. Don't do the sneezing thing. Don't go out if you're sick. Like, those are the three major headlines, right? If you take anything from the coronavirus coverage. And it's tough for someone like me who's a hypochondriac not to get caught up in this. You know, I fully admit that. But it's wash your hands, cover your mouth when you sneeze or cough, and don't if you are sick, don't go out. Those three headlines, if you stand by those, we'd all be okay. Here's the issue. Not everyone goes by that, Mike. You know, if you got tickets to the Final Four and you're not feeling good, it's like, screw it. The Final Four is once in a lifetime. Like, you saw that today, the story, the Masters tickets are cheaper than ever. People are afraid to go to the Masters because people don't want to get sick. But say someone got a Masters badge, got their hands on one, cost $2,000-$4,000 to go to a round there. And it's like, well, I'm not feeling great, but you know what? It's the Masters. Tiger, Phil, Rory, I'm still going to go. The guy in New Hampshire last week was told he had it. He still went to an event. So if everyone was like Mike in Connecticut, and they wash their hands, cover their mouth, stay home when they're sick. And if they feel like they might have coronavirus, they go and get tested or check it out or self-quarantine for 14 days. If people follow the rules, Mike, would not be an issue. But in this country, we don't like rules in our country, man. We just don't. Says 65, want to go 70. Well, that means 75, 80. Let's go to Tyler, who's calling from just as the state of Massachusetts. Tyler, what's going on?
How's it going? I just got two quick things and I got to head out. But I think the interview that Brady did on the radio here during the Super Bowl halftime show should be a little revisited and listen to what he said.
Whoa, what is that? With Jim Gray?
I don't even remember who was on during the halftime show, but he clearly stated, I'm pretty sure if I remember, he was not going anywhere. He wasn't leaving the Patriots.
Okay, let's pull that up because that'd be a breaking news story, Nick, tonight. We can go back to the halftime show with Brady, and Brady said at that time, not going anywhere.
We are efforting.
What kind of ruined the last 9 weeks of my programming here on Mud at Night. Well, Tyler, yeah, we will effort that and check that out, but thank you for the heads up.
Yeah, and then, you know, the whole coronavirus thing, you know, it's all common sense stuff. You know, it's... stay clean, you know, don't cough on people, blah, blah, blah.
you would hope so, Tyler. I don't recall Brady saying at halftime of the Super Bowl that he wasn't going anywhere. But go ahead. Do you want to hear it? Sure.
Tom, quickly, your Hulu commercial. That was pretty interesting. You had everybody on edge for the entire week. Nice job acting.
Well, it was pretty fun, and I'm glad everyone enjoyed it. So my daughter loved it. When I walked in and saw her, she says to me, Daddy, we're not going anywhere. And I thought it was so cute. She gave me a big hug.
Yeah, that's not sorry, Tyler, Mass. I mean, if he came out and it sounded good, we'd have the whole show, for the rest of the show. Like, you'd pick through that. We did that when the interview came out. That's just, you know, it's Brady having some fun. In the last 9 weeks, things have happened since then. Bad phone call. Patriots trying to bury Brady publicly. Plenty of stuff has happened, in the last 9 weeks or so to give you an idea that Hulu commercial was literally just a commercial and meant nothing more. I want to remind you, a lot of people traveling right now, don't risk getting stuck on the road. 60 million drivers rely on AAA to keep them on the go in any car they're in 24/7. How about that? Join AAA today at AAA.com/join. That is AAA.com/join. Brady is the bad guy. And coronavirus in sports. 617-779-7937. The phone number, your phone call is coming up. Oh, by the way, Gronk's a wrestler now. Gronk's going to wrestling. Get to that as well, Mud at Night.
Now, Mud at Night on WEEI.
Three-time Super Bowl champion and current Fox Sports NFL analyst Rob Gronkowski is deep in talks with WWE and close to finalizing a deal. While the capacity in which he'd be used is unclear at this time, I'm told Gronk could be making an appearance in WWE as early as March 20th on Friday Night SmackDown.
Which should be what? Next week? Mud at Night, Gronk's going to wrestling. Really no surprise. Now, if someone doesn't watch wrestling, I have no idea if he can be a big star in wrestling. I would say from the outside, and again, I've not watched it in 15, 20 years, whatever it's been. Since Stone Cold Steve Austin was smashing Coors Lights. I don't know where he would rank, but he feels like one of those sports guys who comes in, you know, has a camp, a sort of a build-up to a big event, and then he goes away. Like Tyson Fury, who just won the WBC, beating Deontay Wilder in Vegas a couple weeks ago. He had a little stretch, right? A little feud, where he jumped in, fought for a little while, then went away. That's Gronk's ceiling, right? There's got to be a wrestling expert out there that can call on the show at some point tonight. At 617-779-7937 and explain what Gronk's role would be. And tell me I'm wrong that he can be a big star? No. He can't be a big wrestling star, can he? Although if he's not a big star, can he make a bunch of money wrestling? I assume he can. He's a big name. Bill's in a car on Tom Brady at 617-779-7937. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
Bill, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. So just quickly about Corona before I talk about Brady.
Sure.
I think what people are failing to realize, chances are we're all blessed to being somewhat healthy. We could handle it. The scary part is bringing something like that around to a loved one who is compromised.
Yep.
That's what people don't realize, and you could put them at risk.
Yeah, because right now the testing is not there to quickly tell yourself if you have it or not. So let's say you go to a game. Bill, a quick example. You go to a game, someone's there, doesn't know they have it, doesn't care they have it, they want to go to the game. You get it through sort of over-the-air community transmission. You bring it home to a loved one who's got a respiratory issue, maybe an elderly mom or dad. they get sick and they are hospitalized, and they get sick and God forbid, you know, they pass away. That's sort of the scenario they're trying to avoid, I think. In addition to that, Bill, I'll let you get your Brady point out in a second. The more people that get this, the more we are going to put stress on our healthcare system, and you're going to be in a position where there's going to be no beds for people. People are going to get sick, and what people are failing to realize is many of these cases are severe, and you need some sort of oxygen help to be able to breathe for at least a little while, and those aren't available, and people are really, really, really in trouble. So it's an excellent point. We all want to do the right thing right now, and the right thing, I think, is being okay to saying no to some big events for a little while.
Exactly. Regarding Brady, Belichick is going to be vilified, and yes, and I'm not going to dignify him and call him Robert. I'm going to call him Bob Kraft now.
Okay.
He is no longer class personified. He will absolutely be a villain because what he's doing to Brady is completely against truth, justice, and the American way. Well, everything that Brady has done for this organization and what he has stood for, it is just a complete slap in the face of everything we're all about. That's all I got to say.
All right, so you can't see Brady as the villain at all, Bill?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you're with me. You're with me. I can't paint the scenario where I got five full the next day after Brady signs and people are ripping Brady. And even a small majority of fans ripping Brady. He's done nothing. To me, he's done nothing. But I'd love to hear some reasoning from people. So far, the phone calls have been, it'll be, Belichick's fault, it'll be Kraft's fault. I want the Brady villain people who have told me for a couple months that Brady's been, he was moody, he's a bad teammate, he's not that good anymore. All right, then explain to me how Brady's the villain if he's not here, because I'm not seeing it at all. Maybe Tim Mineta can help me out. Hi, Tim.
What's going on, Muttman?
Tim, what's up, buddy?
Not much, pal. Hey, listen, so I want to preface it by saying I don't think Brady will be viewed as a villain.
Okay.
But for the sheer sake of argument,
sure.
I have two possibilities. If no team out there is offering him a two-year deal and they're only offering him a one-year deal and he goes someplace else for just the money on a one-year deal, that would be – so if Tampa, let's say, or Tennessee offers him a one-year $28 million deal – and the Pats are often 1-22. That you might start to see some people turn on him because they're going to say 1 year, $6 million. You couldn't stay in New England. You had to go for $6 million for 1 year. I don't think that's going to happen because I do think teams are going to have to put up that second year to lure him away. But that's one scenario.
That's a fair point. Not bad, Tim.
The second scenario is if Brady goes someplace else and excels in someone else's offense. And what I mean by that is, like, all year it was the receivers aren't on the same page with Brady because they don't know the offense, they can't do this, and everyone has to adjust to what Brady's because he's done the same offense for 20 years. Well, if Brady goes to Tennessee and he's running whatever Tennessee's offense, because this they had great receivers in Tampa and they had some a rookie crazy year in Tennessee for 1,000 yards.
Yep.
Well, if he's not clicking with Brady because Brady wants him to look at the way the defenders playing and he says he's doing in instead of an out and he's not, then there's going to be the same issues that they had here. But if Brady says, you know what, it's a new team, we're going to call a play, I'm just going to run it, so you run a post and I'm going to look for you to run a post, I'm not going to be checking down or any other thing like that, then I think fans might turn on him and say, why couldn't you just do that here to make it work? Why did everyone have to adjust to you?
Well, Tim, it's not a bad thought, but wouldn't the idea just be, look, those players are better? Like A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, Jonnu Smith, Derrick Henry, those guys are better than the Patriots players offensively.
But,
better players make better plays.
I don't think I think our problem is not necessarily that they're better, but they weren't allowed, they're thinking too much because they're not allowed to just go out and play football. I mean, N'Keal Harry out there, he's a physical guy. He can make the plays. If he's out there thinking, oh, man, I'm doing the wrong thing, Brady's not going to look for me, and Jacoby Myers, they don't play as fast when they're thinking too much because they don't want to make a mistake.
Well, but he's also a rookie, missed a lot of time, Tim. Thank you for your call. We're up against it. But I'd say we don't know when N'Keal Harry is yet. He's a first-round pick in name only. He's not a first-round pick in on-field talent right now. Sorry. There's not enough in the small sample size he played, and maybe it'll bear out that N'Keal Harry was worthy of a first-round pick. But if you're just ranking their first seasons, there are wide receivers taken after N'Keal Harry later on in the draft that look like better players than him. So I'm not going to sit here and suggest that because N'Keal Harry and Brady could not get on the same page, that is a sign of Tom Brady's stubbornness. I'm not doing that today because we didn't see enough there. He has a lot more to prove if he's back with Brady. And Brady apparently loves the guy because he went on Instagram and said, big year for you coming up a couple of weeks ago. So I refuse to buy that part. But the first part, like if Brady goes somewhere else on a one-year deal, that might piss some fans off. Won't bother me because good chance that team has a better offense than you do. We asked a wrestling expert, Jason in Smithfield, are you a wrestling expert on the show tonight?
I'm certainly going to try and be, sort of let you know what's going to go on with Gronk. I can help you out there.
Okay, they say he's going to start next week. Is he going to be, is he a big enough name to be a big star in wrestling, Jason? Help me out.
To be a big star in wrestling, no, but like you were saying with Tyson Fury, he's gonna be there 1 to 3 times a year. He'll be at Mania, he'll be at SummerSlam, probably Royal Rumble. He knows Mojo Rawley, which is a guy on Raw, which he won't even be on the same brand at. My guess is he's going to be working with him in some capacity, or he's been training with him at least. I can't really see Gronk being like an everyday worker like you have guys like AJ Styles and Shawn Michaels who used to be an everyday worker. He's not going to be anything like that. But he'll be a big name to pop the casual audience for WrestleManias and SummerSlam.
Will he get is he a main event guy, or is he one of those guys
No.
I remember back in the day, the sports guys would wrestle one of the first events
exactly.
of the night. Yeah.
Yeah. So think about when Pete Rose came in.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Like that, and think about when Drew Carey did guest spots at the Royal Rumble, and Gronk already did a guest spot at WrestleMania. It was 4 years ago. So he'll do stuff like that. My guess is he will probably have a couple matches now that he's technically fully signed on there. But this was a Fox deal. Fox was like, hey, you're not really good at this whole talking on live TV thing. So maybe go do
that. Oh, wait a second. So SmackDown on Fridays is a Fox production?
Fox, yeah.
Oh, see? I didn't realize that. I didn't know that.
So, yeah, his best friend's on Raw, which is I thought was weird that he was going to Fox or SmackDown, but then I realized, hey, Fox, 1 = 1 = 2. That's why he's there. So, yeah, he'll just be a big money guy. He'll probably face some crappy talents and win and get some, happy-go-lucky casual fans to come out to the arena if they're even allowed to come out to the arena.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that would be Grant's career. Maybe 5 to 10 matches in his whole career. That would be my guess.
Jason, Jason in Smithfield.
A lot of goofy promos.
Yeah, a lot. Okay, yeah. Jason in Smithfield, let it be known from now on, you're the wrestling expert on the Mud at Night show. Only guy I want to talk wrestling to is Jason Smithfield. He fills us in on what Gronk might or might not do on this Friday night production. Meanwhile, one open line for you. We're starting with sports affecting coronavirus and fill in the blank because I can't do it. Blank is the reason why Tom Brady's the villain if he leaves. What is that scenario where he's the bad guy? Not Belichick, not Kraft, because I can't make a scenario. Maybe Ryan Hannibal can. He works for WEEI.com. He will join us. And just checking Twitter, a major NBA breaking story as a result of coronavirus. We'll get to that and your phone calls. Hour 2 Mud at Night with Ryan Hannibal next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.